This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The great David Dusick is our favorite from Golf Week. He's at the U.S. Open of Shinnecock on Strong Island. And, of course, DJ, the leader, another impressive 3-under today. I got to tell you, though, two things. First, Mr. Dusick, Carver High riding a ticket in his pocket for Charlie Hoffman, Arcola Country Club in Paramus, New Jersey. Charlie Hoffman showing up, and he's right there for the weekend. Anyway, we were talking about Charlie Hoffman. Let's move on. I think that the leaderboard now, after 2 days, looks terrific. I think there are some serious heavy hitters involved in this in terms of, like, you know, big names. I love this lineup, top to bottom, everyone on it. I'd say 20 deep, these guys. I love it. This is a great weekend lined up.
No, I think you're absolutely right. I think the DJ at the top, you know, we've got the guy who's now back at the world number one in a position where he looks like he's in really good control of the golf ball right now, and that's not surprising. But having walked 18 holes with Justin Rose yesterday, I was super impressed with the way that he played. I walked 18 holes today with Ian Poulter, and unfortunately on his 17th hole, he nearly hit me as he hit his bunker shot, sculled it right across the green, it zipped over my shoulder, and then two chunked chips and two putts later, he made a triple, but he's still going to be somebody who's in contention with it. There's guys up and down, as you sort of said, that are going to be able to potentially put together a score. And as Ian actually even told me, look at the stats, every single hole here at Shinnecock Hills has been double bogeyed at least once, which means that on any single hole, there is an opportunity for Dustin Johnson during tomorrow's and Sunday's rounds where he could post a number, where he could come back to the field. So there's so much left to go, so much stuff that we don't know. The wind can pick back up. It laid down a little bit today. It's wide, wide open.
Did that guy, am I wrong in saying Poulter's game kind of went to hell in a bucket, like, over the last couple of years, and there was, like, a couple of majors he had to, like, qualify for just to get in the field? Like,
he ended up getting into the Masters this year only because he ended up winning the week before. He hasn't qualified for the U.S. Open the last couple of years, and he told me it really sort of eaten him up. He doesn't like the U.S. Open because he's never played well in the U.S. Open, missed a lot of cuts. But then he watched it on TV for the last couple of years, and he felt really good about the fact that he just came in, was really loosey-goosey about the whole thing, just played golf shots, try and enjoy it, and lo and behold, what do you know? He ends up playing really good golf. He had one bad hole, and I don't think it's going to end up costing him. I mean, obviously he wants those shots back, but you're right. He's really been able to turn his career around. He's ranked number 27 in the world now. And I'll tell you what, Scotty, unfortunately, he's going to make the European Ryder Cup team, and he's going to be a handful for the American team to have to take out in Paris in October when we play Ryder Cup.
How about Brooks Koepka, the defending champ, rattling off six birds in 10 holes and saying, not so fast with my title. This guy is in the mix for sure for the weekend, and really surprising because he hasn't done anything since he won the major last year.
Well, he had a pretty good injury that really kept him on the sidelines for a couple of months, and he was really only able to come back after the Masters. And he started to put together some shots, and when you're a power player and you have an injury, you're taking away, you know, your biggest strength. Koepka has done something in that run that I didn't know that there was going to be a stretch where guys could start making lots of birdies. You know, it's one of those kind of golf courses, one of those kind of tournaments, Scott. U.S. Opens, pars are almost like birdies. You know, this is a real grinder. And when you can string together a lot of pars, you're probably going to move yourself up the leaderboard. With Koepka making a bunch of birdies, it just shows you how much talent and how much power and how much, you know, he can bring to the table when it's really clicking. And obviously today for a while, it was clicking for him.
Hey, let me ask you, Scott Piercy's an old buddy of mine from Vegas. He used to, like his wife used to call my show. I don't know if I've ever told you these stories. But anyway, let me ask you about it. Like on tour, everyone on tour knows Piercy has game. And they're used to Piercy being at every, he's a workhorse. He plays at every tournament. Like, and then, but my thing is, he had, you know, like I think four bogeys today. He didn't play as well as he did on Thursday, but he's still right there tied for second. What do you think? Like, guys on tour respect him, right? And know him and know his game. When do you feel he's going to break through and really make a name for himself?
Well, if he wins this week at the U.S. Open, then he's going to break through, and that'll be that. I mean, if he can hang around and be a factor on Sunday.
Can he do it?
It starts to work. Can he do it against this field? He's not my pick at this point.
Right.
I'm not going to lie to you. He's not my pick. Because I think that right now, as you had said at the top of this hit, there are some really big-name guys who have done it already. Dustin Johnson and Justin Rose are U.S. Open champions. Brooks Koepka is a U.S. Open champion. There are other guys that are going to be around the top of the leaderboard that he's going to have to fend off and keep up. Is he capable of doing it? Absolutely. Has he done it yet? Has he proved it yet? Not yet. So I got to sort of see, Scotty, if he can keep grinding out pars, make the occasional birdie, and you can't throw strokes away. And I don't know if he's got 72 holes of that kind of golf in him on this venue.
Two questions I got left for you here. One, Ricky Fowler's right there. Four birdies today, couple of bogeys. He's right there. No one can deny it. You know, he's tied for ninth. He's got a shot. Is he ever going to do anything with all these close calls of his?
Yes, he is. If you're a Ricky Fowler fan and you want to see him win a major championship, you want the ugliest weather you can. I think Ricky is probably the best foul weather, wind, crud weather kind of player that's out there. I have been to a bunch of British Opens, and the nastier the weather gets, the more he loves getting into it. If the wind starts to really howl at Shinnecock and we get some real screamers on Saturday and Sunday, Ricky Fowler is a really, really good wind player, and I think that he has a chance to do something. I believe in his talent. I believe in his attitude, which is great. And I think at some point or another, there's a major championship out there that Ricky Fowler's going to get.
Lastly, David Dusick, the great writer from Golf Week and favorite on the bench. Tiger, Spieth, and Rory, what a disaster.
It's a brutal course. And as Justin Rose told me yesterday, you know, you can't fake it around this golf course. Those guys got exposed. Spieth has not putted well. Tiger's had trouble with the putter and with the driver at times. You know, all these different guys, Rory McIlroy, not showing with a lot of confidence at this point, him being loose at those things. You know, Rose said it best, you can't fake it. If you're not playing well, the U.S. Open will expose you. They got exposed.
Great stuff. I know you're going to have a huge weekend. I know how busy you are with Golf Week. Your coverage is fantastic. We always love having you on the bench. I look forward to hearing about Saturday and Sunday, Father's Day. Enjoy yourself at Shinnecock. We'll talk to you Monday night on the bench, David. Thanks for coming on CBS Sports Radio, as always.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.